Chevron to move headquarters from California to Texas by end of year. Chevron Corporation announced Friday its plans to relocate its headquarters from California to Texas before the end of the year. The oil giant said it will move its headquarters from San Ramon to Houston to allow for better collaboration among Chevron Chairman and CEO Mike Wirth, Vice Chairman Mark Nelson, and other senior leaders, according to a press release. The company expects all corporate functions to migrate to Houston over the next 5 years, the company said. Positions in support of the company's California operations will remain in San Ramon. Mr. Wirth and Mr. Nelson are expected to move before January 1, 2025. Chevron already has about 7,000 employees in Houston, compared to approximately 2,000 in San Ramon. The announcement comes as the company has been contesting California's oil producing and refining operations regulations. Along with its headquarters move, the company also announced several leadership changes. Nigel Hearn, Executive Vice President of Oil Production, is retiring after 35 years with the company. Nigel's contributions across the business and around the world have made Chevron a stronger company, Mr. Wirth said in a statement. He's been an inspiring leader and mentor to many, and his accomplishments position our company for even more success in the future. He will be succeeded by Chevron Vice Chairman Mark Nelson beginning October 1. Vice President and Chief Human Resources Officer Rhonda Morris will retire after more than 30 years with Chevron. Michelle Green, currently the Vice President of Human Resources of Oil Production, will succeed Ms. Morris beginning January 1, 2025. Midstream Vice President Colin Parfitt is also retiring after nearly 30 years with Chevron. Andy Walls, President of America's Products, will take over the Midstream and Chemicals Division on October 1. Missed second quarter earnings. Chevron reported second quarter earnings on Friday, missing expectations and sending shares down 1.5% in pre-market trading. The company reported earnings of $4.4 billion, or $2.43 per share, for the quarter, compared to $6 billion, or $3.20 per share, in the second quarter of 2023. It reported adjusted earnings of $4.7 billion, or $2.55 per share, down from expectations of $2.93 per share. Earnings from pumping oil and gas were down 9.4% from last year. Gas and chemicals production profits also fell by about 60% to $597 million. This quarter, we delivered strong production, enhanced our global exploration portfolio, and extended our track record of consistent shareholder returns with over $50 billion of distributions in the last 2 years, Mr. Wirth said in a statement. Despite recent operational downtime and softer margins, we remain poised to deliver significant long-term earnings and cash flow growth. The stock was trading at $147.86 per share by noon on Friday, down from its previous day's close at $152.62.